Oh, it's going to be a scary weekend. Welcome to episode 358 of Mighty White's podcast. I'm Jack, as always, joined by KC.
Yeah.
How's things, mate?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, all good. I mean, you've just seen the glow disappear to my side because I've literally logged out of work 35 seconds ago. So even by our standards, that's cutting it fine. I'd love to say it's because work works me so hard. It's because I forgot I needed to log in today. So it's entirely my own fault.
I forgive you.
Yeah. We've talked about the FA Cup game plenty and stuff like that. How are you going to put yourself through the torture of watching Wolves and West Ham in an hour?
I should say West Ham and
Wolves, because West Ham are at home, and that is important.
No, I'm not going to watch it. I will be refreshing live score every few minutes, but no, I won't be watching.
I will probably half watch it. I'll be doing other things, but I'll have it on in the background. I've tried my best to put the mockers on it. I've put on our Twitter that it is impossible that Wolves win this game. Absolutely impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Yeah, there is no chance. There is a 0% chance.
Yeah.
If it was a bigger price, I'd be whacking a tenner on West Ham, but they are odds on, so it's not really worth it. It also won't be worth at the price having a pessimism bet on Man United, because against Leeds, they were pretty strong favourites before we had half his team injured.
Yeah. So, it's not looking ideal.
Yeah, so we've got Rodon, Strouk and Dan James definitely out. Hmm. Probably for, at least until May. Goodmanson struggling, Okafor struggling. Now, normally when Farkas says that sort of thing, they end up making it.
No, that's just Ethan Ampadu.
Yeah, that's Ethan Ampadu, who may have to play centre mid and centre back in this game at this rate.
No, it's Sam Byram.
Yeah. Do you think that this will force any sort of change in formation, anything like that? Or does it all basically come down to is Goodmanson fit in terms of how we play?
I mean, when I was speaking to Alex about the game earlier, there were discussions of, does Sam Byram play as a centre-back?
I cannot see a world where that happens. I think he goes to a back four before that happens.
But even if you're doing a back four there, Bogle, Justin, Bornau, Beal.
Yeah, and I mean, Beal was another one on the doubts list, wasn't he?
I don't know if I want Bornau as one of a two-man central defence.
Well, I think that in that, if that was to happen, if we were that short, I think Ampadu then plays centre-back.
That I'm more okay.
And he still goes into a... And maybe he still sticks with a three.
Hmm.
And just goes with...
Gruev, Tanaka,
Longstaff as a three, maybe.
Ah, yes, a good, fresh Sean Longstaff.
Yeah, who have... Yeah, not he hasn't seen much football, has he? It's If I was going from the way he was talking, I think Beal and Goodmanson will be fit. And I'm dying for Goodmanson to be fit, because I think that's one area where I think we can actually get him a bit of width down that side. Who have they normally been playing Dallo, haven't they, on that side? And if they really go for it, it might even be if it's Diallo or someone on that side, he doesn't get loads of help defensively. So I think that side is probably his best bet. If Okafor and Goodmanson were fit, that'd be a big chance. But I don't think Okafor's going to be from the way he was talking.
So, Metcher?
Well, I mean, in theory, Calvert-Lewin should be okay.
I was thinking on the left.
Oh, I mean, it probably will be Metcher, yeah. Because it's not... I mean, obviously, I would pick Nonto. But I don't think he's going to.
You've got to play him at some point.
Ah, so you would think that, but no.
Yeah, it's gonna be a difficult one with the squad we have available. Obviously, without wanting to hark back too much to the West Ham game, definitely not a foul, but potentially out for a while.
Yeah, it was an infuriating decision. It's so weird because when we went into the home game against Man United, we did properly have a thing of, no, we can get somewhere against these. And really, like, some genuine belief was involved. I don't really have that this time around because it's not just that Carrick is doing a better job than Amorim. The players he's got suit the system that he's playing a lot more. They've all got a lot more confidence now. And they're also, on top of playing well, they're running hot for the most part. Even the games where they're not playing great, they seem to still get a couple of goals. So I'm a bit worried. And like that front four, you know, they'll probably leave Sesko on the bench. So it'll probably be Mbeumo, Cunha, Bruno Fernandes and Diallo.
Mm.
That's pretty good. As much as I hate the rat-faced prick that is Bruno Fernandes, he's a hell of a footballer.
Yeah. I mean, as I look at it, and this is not to diminish the difficulty of this game, because I do think it is going to be a difficult game. But since beating Man City and Arsenal, sort of in back-to-back games, the games they've played are beaten Fulham, beaten Spurs, drew with West Ham, beat Everton, beat Palace, lost to Newcastle.
Which was, that's 10-man Newcastle from the first half.
Yeah. Beat Aston Villa, drew with Bournemouth.
Yeah. Like, that Bournemouth game could have been about 4-0.
Yeah.
Because I did watch that one.
Like, I know they are in form, but those last 5-6 games, they're not. That they are middle of the road Premier League teams, and they have a slightly higher win rate.
Yeah, I mean the result against West Ham from them were pretty poor, and they only got, that was a very late equaliser as well, wasn't it? Because it was a Sesko.
Yeah.
Later on, that was a pretty poor result, and that is one thing that Carrick struggled with when he was at Middlesbrough. They would dominate games against the teams that were sitting in against them and fail to score goals. So if he still sets up in a way that struggles with that, you would hope that maybe we can sit deep and kind of shit out something a bit.
Yeah, that would probably be the hope. Like, let me say, Michael Carrick has gone into this job and, I don't know, put players in the positions they're best suited to. And who would have thought they started performing better?
Yeah. Not playing Bruno Fernandes 70 yards from goal.
Yeah, just the things that even me, as someone who detests Manchester United, was looking at and going, right, but he is a 10, though. He's one of the best. This is fucking insane. And what's happened to Kobbie Mainoo?
Yeah, he just hated him.
And why
he?
Does nobody do the bat dance anymore?
Weird reference I got was, and what about Nasty Nork? I'm going after him.
But yeah, like, so without wanting to diminish their climb up the table, he has just played players where you should play them in a completely reasonable system.
Yeah.
And it's worked. Who would have thought? But yeah, they're definitely.
Apologies if you heard that background noise. KC, keep talking. Someone is knocking on my door.
Like they are definitely. They definitely have quality in that team. Whether tactically you think Michael Carrick is up to a whole lot is up for debate. But he's definitely gone in and given them the lift that the club had needed in that position. I'm loath to say that, you know, bringing someone in who knows the club is what they needed, but they did bring in someone who knows the club, and it has worked for them.
Yeah, well, that's
Man,
what everyone thought Spurs
you should
would
have
do.
heard the racism while you were away.
Ah, it's fine. I've got plausible deniability. Yeah, the team that they're likely to have out, like, the thing is, we've said before, it is amazing how shite they were, considering what's available. Like, I'm just looking at the team from the Bournemouth game now. Lamons in goal, Dalot, Yorrow, Maguire and Shaw. Like, obviously, Maguire got sent off in that game, so he's banned. So it'll be... what, Aidan Heaven? Have they got another centre-back that I'm forgetting? Oh, shit, his thingy, the Argentinian short bloke. Martinez. Is he fit?
Yes.
If he's fit, he'll come in, won't he?
I was going to say, he wasn't...
I'll tell you what, that's one thing. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, if he's going against Lisandro Martinez instead of Harry Maguire when you're knocking the ball long, that is a major upgrade for Leeds.
Yeah, I mean, Heaven... because Heaven played in the game at Ellen Road, didn't he? But we never really tested him out a whole lot in that regard. I think he had a fairly comfortable game.
He was wasn't he the one that got like rinsed by Aronson for pace, and everyone was really shocked.
Yeah, when he's breaking away, you sort of look at him going, God, like he looked like he was blowing out of his arse.
Yeah.
But yeah, and yeah, really, we didn't really go that route with them.
No, but then missing Maguire, that in both boxes is a good thing for us. Casemiro and Mainoo, centre mids, I would expect that to be the same. And then that front four that we talked about earlier. Like, I think we can get down, if we can get at Dalot and if Calvert-Lewin has a big game, I can see us getting enough out of that to score a goal at least. And if you can do that, you've always got a chance. I say, I don't think he will play Nonto, but I would really quite fancy Nonto against Fees. He also, did he score once or twice in the 2-2? Because he definitely scored once, because he scored after about 30 seconds, didn't he?
Was it one and an own goal?
It might have been one and an own goal.
I will have a look.
Yeah, because obviously the Nonto one was coming in on his right foot, low bottom corner, wasn't it? It was a really good finish. Varane turned Somerville's cut back into his own net.
Yeah.
We've got various players out, but is there anyone that you, like anyone in the Leeds team that you'd particularly fancy against these with the way they play?
I mean, if you do stick with the three and drop Ampadu in, which I'm thinking is more and more likely now.
Yeah, like if Goodmanson's fit, I think it'll just be Justin Beal Strouk. Because we might have enough fit players to do that. It's if Beal is also unfit, that's where. That starts being a problem. If there's no Goodmanson, then Justin has to play left wing back and suddenly.
Yeah. I mean, because I wouldn't mind seeing Tanaka and Longstaff as the two centre mids, because I think you've got some legs in that team. And Casemiro is having his best spell of football for a fair while at the moment, but he is knocking on.
Yeah, and he's not rapid or anything, and you can get him. Especially if you can get him on a booking early, which happens semi-often.
Yeah.
Do you think Tanaka's going to start this game?
I really think he should.
Oh, I absolutely agree that he should. That's not the question I asked. I think 98% of people would say he should.
I think so. I think he does. Because I think if you're looking at the midfield three, I think he will happily revert to Ampadu and Gruev, and Tanaka makes the most sense out of the others to play.
So do you think Tanaka's going to basically play in Stack's role?
Yes.
Yeah. Which might see him playing borderline off the light at times, which is the only times I've ever seen him not look like a good footballer.
Yeah, it's it's not really his game, but I certainly think he's probably the better fit there. I know he's tried it a couple of times with Longstaff, and I know it's off the bench, but it's not his game at all. It's more Tanaka than Longstaff, I think.
Yeah, I would really like to see Tanaka start, especially just with him having a bit of confidence up left of a goal and what I thought was a really good performance for 70 minutes. But even if we did as an Ampadu's in midfield, I would much even though I think we'll be back to the wall, I'd still much rather see Ampadu and Tanaka, Ampadu and Gruev.
Yeah.
I think it probably will be Ampadu and Gruev. And then with us having no stack to play in that kind of hybrid-y role, he could just go straight up three centre mids and do the Metric Calvert-Lewin thing. But we've said that in several games and he's only done it for like a total of an hour and a half all season.
Yeah, he started both of them against Manu at Elland Road and he went with Metcher off the left. Which I wasn't really a fan of.
Did Metcher start that game? I remember at the end he messed up a couple of counter attacks when he was on the left, but in my head he hadn't started that game. Because in my head it was Aronson that played him that sort of roughly in that position.
I feel like he did. He was left and Aronson was right.
I say you very much might well be right.
Oof, who knows? But yeah, especially when in a game where you're lacking bodies and fit players.
All right, Metcher for Okafor, 75th minute.
Ah, okay.
That game. Fair. I would really like it if Okafor's fit. But
it was that thing of I think. For all that there are plenty of games where he has been fine, but not outstanding. You do realize when he's not playing, and we're also not playing the most similar type of player to him in Willy Nonto. So you stick a striker out there, the massive difference that makes.
Yeah.
Because again, if nothing else, Okafor is the one who will try and get at people.
Yeah.
And he does it more so than anyone else. And I know on the right hand side we've played Aronson there a lot, and that's not his game. He just turns and twirls towards freedom.
Yeah. But,
having someone play their best position. Again, shockingly, as I said about Scum earlier, having someone play in their best position really suits him.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's going to be fairly defensive football. You would think that we will be going long. Obviously, we've talked about roughly what we think their team will be. First things first, Dalo back in, assumedly.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because, yeah, he had the run. So I think, sort of, this is all depending on fitness, but if I was guessing now, Dalo in goal, I think it'll be Justin B. Alstrauk. Centre-backs. Bogle on the right. I think Goodmanson's going to be fit from the way he was talking on the left. And then I think he'll go Ampadu and Gruev sitting. And it'll be Okafor sort of on the left if he's fit. Aronson on the right. Calvert-Lewin up top. If Okafor isn't fit, Metcher.
Yeah.
And I just hear that and I don't think that we will be able to just... Because I think if we play like that, I think we're going to have 35% of the ball, which in and of itself isn't a problem. But they just have... It's like Cunha really worries me. Because even if we're sitting deep and even if we do that really well and don't give him anything in behind, he's the one that can just pick it up 25 yards out. And Bruno Fernandes can do it as well, but weirdly, he kind of drifts off to the right a lot, doesn't he, and makes that space, whereas Cunha goes into that space and is more dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, Cunha had a pretty quiet game at Elland Road, because I know he was the one, I think you spoke about last time, as kind of being the one to worry about.
Yeah, I just rate him quite highly.
But yeah, he's one of those ones that you never know what's going to come from him. But if you can harness him for 70 minutes, I think you can get some very good stuff out of him. But I think now it's looking a bit more fluid as a front four. Zesko has been doing quite well coming off the bench for them recently.
Yeah.
I
mean, there is always a chance he starts and Diallo drops out and then Mbeumo plays off the right.
Hmm.
But Mbeumo's been playing really well as a nine when I've watched him, so I think he'll probably stay there.
Yeah. And look, it's against Leeds and it's at home. They're going to go for it.
Yeah.
And especially when you see the list of potential injuries, you absolutely should if you're them.
Yeah, I've just had a look. Now, they're 8-13, which is fairly strong favs, but in my head, they're stronger favs than that.
Hmm.
I mean, I know that we've said this about a lot of away games this season, but it is, you snap your hand off for a point.
Yeah, this is one of them where you would look and say, yeah, if we could go there, get a point, it's a decent result, and then either West Ham or Spurs lose.
Yeah, well, that's the next thing to mention. Do you just think West Ham beat Wolves tonight?
Wolves haven't... I know they've picked up a few more points, but they haven't been getting anything away from home, I don't think.
No, and Somerville's back in.
Yeah.
So, they've got that... I like three of their front four now. That Castellanos up front, I think it's decent. They've got Bowen on right, Somerville left. And that Pablo's playing 10, who I haven't seen much of. And from the limited evidence I have, he hasn't been great. Mateus Fernandez is playing in midfield with Soucek. But yeah, I think West Ham win that game.
I am hoping that they are... And I know they've had, they've had four days off, but I'm hoping they're knackered and I'm hoping they're demoralised.
Yeah. We could do with them really falling apart. And then the other ones affecting us are Sunday. Forest are at home to Villa and Spurs away at Sunderland. In my head, I think I've got them down as Forest and Spurs both draw. I think Spurs are going to be weirdly decent for this game.
I don't know. It's worked well for them with this break because it's given them a bit of time with De Zerbi. But they Brighton started slow under him.
Yeah,
and that was with a full pre-season.
Well, he took them over third in the league, didn't he? Because didn't he take over when Potter went to Chelsea?
Oh God, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's an odd point. It's an odd point to take them on. I know there will probably be more similarities towards the football they were playing last season, and you have some of those players there. But it's a mess for them because you have been taught, you've coached various styles of football throughout the season. To no success.
Yeah. And it's just come out today that Kudus is out for the season. Obviously, he's been out most of it anyway, but he got back into training and immediately got injured again.
Well, the thing I saw today, and I haven't looked into it to see how true it was, but Kulusevski and Maddison have both been out longer than when Christian Eriksen died on the pitch.
Yeah, I believe that is true in terms of days missed.
That is impressive at this point.
Knees. If your knee goes,
the heart you can restart, but knees, can't rebuild those.
Alex, I was saying anything can happen in a derby game, but missing the key players from each bank for you is massive, and that's true. It's but we're missing Roden, even if you don't think he's his best centre half, which I could argue either way. He's the one that's been there every week for the best part of 3 years. And even more than Strouk, he's been just there.
Yeah.
Stack probably is his best midfielder. Like, he's definitely... So missing Vemhovic one is a big miss. I think we're... And the predictions sort of look similar. I haven't actually heard back from Little Danny yet, but the game's not till Monday. But Alex has got Scum winning 3-0. Benny's got him winning 2-0. Connie, unsurprisingly, has 1-0 leads. And I'm going 3-1 to Scum, unfortunately.
I'm going to go with a 1-0 defeat.
Yeah. And it's one of them where we'll see where we are after the games on Sunday. Because obviously, if you want the points no matter what, but if West Ham have screwed up and then Forest and Spurs don't win, suddenly there's a lot less pressure and you think, oh, maybe if you can get somewhere. Whereas if they, like if West Ham win tonight, which we both think they will do, then they're only a point behind us.
Yeah. So at that point you then, I mean, the thing is if, obviously Forrester, Spurs could go ahead of us if they won. Forest would go ahead of us if they won. Essentially, if...
I ought to back that treble, actually, that all three of them win, just in case.
The hope is to just... I think at this point, hope that West Ham and Spurs will just keep swapping places without us dropping any further down. I mean, it's an interesting one as the Spurs one. Obviously, you've got a new manager in. Hopefully, hopefully for them, he's lifted spirits. But Sunderland have a great record at home.
They do, but it's just dropped off, hasn't it, the last few? Like, not massively or anything, but they got beat at home 1-0 by Brighton in their last home league game, which was the first time in ages. And they got beat 3-1 at home by Fulham in the home game before that.
Yeah.
So I do wonder if there's been a little bit of them just easing off because they're safe. And I think that FA Cup defeat at Port Vale might have been a little bit demoralising because once they were safe in the league and in that position in the FA Cup, they must have fancied themselves.
Yeah. I mean, you're saying this, that they're 3 points off your... I mean, probably 4 with goal difference, but it's achievable. Yeah. Whether they actually want it or not is an entirely different matter.
Yeah. They'll definitely want it, but if they snuck in the Conference League, they'd be fine, because I don't care what Premier League team it is, the favourites for the Conference League, or at least in the top two. I mean, like, you know, Palace last night, not been playing great and everything, 3-0 win over Fiorentina, who admittedly have been shit this season.
And who's the go-to for a post-match interview for that game?
I'd have thought they'd have got the best English speaker of Moise Kean. but yeah, I did see that he'd done an interview because it came up on Twitter. I didn't listen to it.
It was typical post-match interview, but it's just that thing of just looking at him going, he's playing in Europe. He could not get, and I'm saying this as his biggest fan, well, second to his mum, but he couldn't get in a relegation threatened team, but has fallen into Europe.
With a relegation threatened team.
It's yeah.
I mean,
he's
I don't
European football. He's played more European football than most of our team has.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the Serie A table looks like right now, but they were bottom, weren't they? Not
they are outside the relegation zone, and I think they're going to be fine. But
they're up to 15th, and they're 5 points clear now.
Yeah, essentially, they went on a run of games where they beat all the teams below them.
Ah, fair enough. Well, I mean, if he's played a crucial role in getting them out of trouble, they should want to sign him, right?
That man has 2 assists, I believe.
Yeah.
Which, so then he managed at Everton.
Yeah.
Last season. But yeah, like, I would hope that Sunderland... I mean, one, Villa should be winning that game. And in their last outing, they looked a lot more like Villa earlier in the season.
By all accounts, they were pretty good. Was it away at Bologna last night? The 1-3-1?
Yeah, there was that as well.
And a couple of goals for Ollie Watkins, who is looking a bit more like himself.
Yeah, and obviously before the break, they turned West Ham over pretty comfortably.
Yeah.
Which was good. If Wolves turn up today with something of a fuck it attitude and just beat West Ham just for shits and giggles,
yeah.
You know what? At that point, it's a good weekend.
Yeah, it is ridiculous that that's true, isn't it? But Wolves win tonight, and like at worst, it's fine.
Yeah.
Which we would always take at this stage. But yeah, hopefully we can get a result, but I'm not at all confident. If we had all those players, you know, I'd still be saying they're favourites, but there's something about, it's particularly Roden. I really think we're going to miss Roden. And yeah, it scares me. But hopefully we can get a result, and hopefully, if anything, at least as importantly, hopefully Wolves can. So that'll do us for episode 358 of My Whites Podcast. I've been Jack Sayer.
I've been Casey, up the old gold.
And three cheers for that guy with his dad that gets played on propaganda all the time.